Quest presents an unabridged recording of Sweet Victory, a Romantic Comedy by Beverly Watts, narrated by Mark Elstob and Colleen Prendergast.
Chapter 1. It was just over a year since Hollywood had descended on the small yachting haven of Dartmouth, and after all the excitement, things had very much returned to normal. In fact, as far as Admiral Charles Shackelford, retired, was concerned, nothing had changed at all, except for one thing. Ensconced on his favourite bar stool in the Ship Inn, he sighed irritably and stared down into his pint. Where the bloody hell was Jimmy? Since the shenanigans in London, his best friend had had a right wendy on. In fact, though he would never admit it to a soul, the Admiral would almost have given away his beloved Admiralty to have things the way they used to be. He sighed again, this time bemoaning things lost. His former master-at-arms had got a taste of freedom and wasn't likely to be put back in his box any time soon. Of course, it was all down to that dragon Jimmy lived with, and nothing at all to do with a certain retired officer interfering in affairs that were none of his concern. Sighing for the third time, Charles Shackelford reflected on the ungratefulness of people. After all, it had all turned out toppers in the end. Except for the fact that nothing else had changed. Victory was still living at home, most of the time, when she wasn't up to her elbows in builder's dust up at Noah's Place. But the Yank still hadn't popped the question. The Admiral frowned. He thought he could just move Tory out and Mabel in. Problem was, it wasn't turning out to be quite so simple. Mabel wanted him to make an honest woman of her, flatly refused to leave her cosy cottage for his mausoleum unless she had a ring on her finger. Now, he wasn't averse to marrying Mabel. She was a much better cook than Victory, but how could he possibly have a wedding before his own daughter? And that was the crux of the matter. Although it grieved him to admit it, he needed to ask Jimmy's advice, except that his friend had gone decidedly lily-livered since that slight hiccup with Victory and Noah last year. Suddenly the door to the Ship opened, bringing with it a blast of fresh air and, much to the Admiral's relief, the small figure of Jimmy, along with Pickles, who had apparently been sitting patiently outside in the porch for the last 20 minutes. "Sorry I'm late, sir," Jimmy breathed, hurriedly divesting himself of his coat on the way to the bar. "Had a few things to do with Emily this morning." Admiral Shackelford resisted the urge to ask exactly what could be more important than their Friday lunchtime drink, mostly because he was actually worried that Jimmy might tell him. He contented himself with a frown and a slight sniff. At least his friend hadn't gone completely...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?